now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. Let's just have a quick look at the weather. As we know, we've got extremely hot weather happening this week. It's already 32 degrees today at just gone 2 o'clock, rising to a top of 35 and an overnight low of 20. However, this hot weather is set to continue and get even hotter as we go through the week. Tomorrow will be a top of 36 degrees and a low of 20. On Thursday, top of 36 again and an overnight low of 20. Friday looks like it's going to be an absolute scorcher. 39 degrees is the predicted top for Friday, 21 degrees overnight, dropping down to a relatively cool 33 degrees and a possible shower on Saturday, 26 degrees and a possible shower on Sunday. Now, needless to say, the UV index is extreme, so please make sure you put your sunscreen on and make sure that you drink lots of water because you need to stay hydrated in this super hot weather. We'll take a quick look at the traffic next.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
So in Ermington, if you're on Silverwater Road at Victoria Road, please be aware that there's an accident involving two cars. Two of three northbound lanes are closed. That's lane two and lane three. The emergency services and the roads and maritime services are in attendance there. So exercise caution and expect delays. If you're heading to the Blue Mountains at Linden on the Great Western Highway, there's a truck breakdown. One of two westbound lanes are closed. The emergency services are there, so reduce speed and exercise caution. And apart from that, it looks like we've just got some scheduled roadworks at Greystanes on the Cumberland Highway at Marylands Road. There is roadworks continuing overnight until the 23rd of January. That doesn't start until Sunday the 20th to Wednesday the 23rd. But just be aware that there will be lane closures from 11:30 p.m. to 5 a.m. on those days. And in Penrith at Jane Street on the near the Great Western Highway at Mulgoa Road and Castlereagh Road, there will be scheduled lane closures from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. and all directions are affected there. Okay, well, welcome back.
Welcome back to Julie. I was here last week, welcome back.
It's been a few weeks now since we've both been here at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been about 6 weeks probably.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of globe trotting between us, but now back in sunny Sydney.
Yes, I think it was nicer. It was cooler in New Zealand. It definitely was. And of course, New York was really cold. And where you were.
Yes, well, yes, I spent a few weeks in the UK and it was pretty cold there. It wasn't too bad, actually, but it was in single digits most of the time.
So you didn't have a tan, you're not a brown or anything, you didn't need to put your slip-slop-slap on or anything?
No, definitely not, although I did have a couple of days in Morocco where it was warmer. It was very pleasant in Morocco. It was about 22, 23 degrees during the day.
Is it pretty in Morocco?
Yeah, it was. We went to Marrakesh, it was pretty hectic in the city, so it was nice to get out. A couple of times we went, once we went to the mountains and once we went to a farm to do a cooking course. So that was very nice. It was nice to get away from the madness of the city in Marrakesh. But
well,
yeah,
maybe we could have a cooking show.
I'm probably not the person to talk to about cooking shows, I'm afraid.
And it's a good job because you wouldn't be able to see anyway.
That's right. Yeah, that'll be an interesting one, doing a cooking show on the radio.
That's right, because we can say exactly what we say. It looks amazing, it's not burnt, it's nothing. You would have no idea.
Oh, well, maybe that's something for later in the year.
Yeah.
All right, well, it wouldn't be Pick a Mix if we didn't start with our favourite, would it? So let's go straight into our Dancing Queen.
Who has a copy of your keys? Have you moved into new premises, lost or misplaced your keys? You need to rekey. Many people don't know how many copies of their house keys exist or who may have a copy. At Dependable Locksmiths, the safety of you and your family is our priority. Call today 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths, a part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
here to talk about the Reading Writing Hotline. It's a service that helps adults who can't read and write as well as they'd like to. The number is 1300 655 06. Give them a call if you know somebody who needs help with reading and writing. It's never too late to learn, and it's easier than you'd think. 1300 655 06, the Reading Writing Hotline. 1300 655 06.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and the band are back together again, as they say.
Yay!
That was ABBA, Dancing Queen. So now you know it's Tuesday afternoon and we're on air, which is fantastic.
I know, and haven't you missed us? For the whole week you've had no Dancing Queen.
And that's all changed, so that's all good.
Even Julie, I'm sure when she was in the States and suddenly heard Dancing Queen, she went, oh, I've got to be on the radio.
That's right. Now, this weekend just gone, there's been a very big event happening in parks, and it was an event I went to last year and it was fabulous. It was the Elvis Festival, so I'm not sure if any of our listeners will have just been, but it was the best weekend, and I'm sure it was the same this year. It was coming up on my Facebook news feed, all the stuff going on, the street parade and the concerts and all sorts of things. It was fabulous. So we've got a little bit of Elvis coming up in a moment. Just I can reminisce.
Yes, because we all know Julie likes Elvis.
Believe it or not, I'm not a mega fan, but I'm a little bit partial now.
Yes, yes.
And there's another event I'm off to next week. Next week I'm going to the Tamworth Country Music Festival, which will be a first for me. So
you're always gallivanting away somewhere, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's right.
So what are you seeing at Tamworth?
Well, we've got a song coming up by one of the bands we're going to see next week, Busby Maru. It's a band I've just discovered. A friend of mine, Anne, listens a lot.
Not me.
A different Anne, sorry. hello to Anne, who lives in Fairlight. She listens to and has been to see this band, Busby Maru, several times, and I've just started listening to some of their music, and it's really good.
Oh, okay. Well, let me be the judge of that.
So I found a Busby Maru track on the library. So we'll listen to that in a moment as well.
Okay.
Casey Chambers is on the Thursday, and then we've got tickets to go and see the Golden Guitars on the Saturday night, which is the big Tamworth event.
Well, maybe you could go up and speak to them and say, would they like to come on our radio?
I'll see if I can find someone. There'll be plenty of buskers. I'm sure I can accost someone and see if they live in Sydney.
Yeah, do you know Alive 90.5?
If come you don't, our you radio. Should do.
That's right. And you can come and chat and play. Yeah, because we've only had Tycho play. We've had no other
true.
People play.
And Tycho were fabulous.
Yes, so, they were. Yes. I think we'll have to get them back again this year.
Yes.
I start on the 5th of February.
Oh, okay.
I'm allowed back. So after 18 months of not playing Japanese drumming, which is Taiko's, that's what I'm doing on the 5th of February. So I think we'll get them in again, maybe in the middle of the year.
Yes.
Unless you write on our Facebook that you want them earlier, then I'll speak to them earlier. But maybe we'll get them in the middle of the year.
Yeah, I certainly enjoyed them. So it would be nice to get the occasional live act
and maybe
different
drums. Yes, it is. So if anybody out there is listening and they'd love to come on our radio and they play an instrument or they're semi-famous or they're just people like you and I
and we can help
and we can help, that's right, then go to our Facebook site, which is Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, or the Alive 905 website. Just go and have a look and see if you want to join us, because we like anybody.
Yes, we would love to have guests on the show. So
yes,
please let us know if you play an instrument.
Yes, or anything. We don't mind.
Yep. Very good. All right. I think that's a good cue to go to the music.
To the music, yes.
It?
So what have we got? Busby Maru?
Busby Maru, Getaway Car. We've got Elvis Presley, Don't Be Cruel. And we have
Oasis,
Wendy, who has guest appeared with both of us, actually.
Yes, she has.
Likes Oasis. So this one's for you, Wendy, and we'll be back with you soon.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melrosepark.com.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Your sound, your community. Alive 90.5.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do.
then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Panu Sam of Abundant Life Homeopathy is a leading specialist in homeopathy in our local area. With 25 years of experience, Sam offers homeopathic treatment and medicine that adopts a natural and holistic approach to treating diseases. Come and discover the latest advances of homeopathic treatment with Sam as he probes into the root cause of your problems and help you restore back to health and also could prevent reoccurrences. Homeopathy, affordable, safe and effective natural medicine. To book an appointment, call Sam on 0405 126 409 or Google search Abundant Life Homeopathy. Station sponsor.
You said that you've never been, but all the things that Every Friday from 9 till noon, you'll hear a great selection of music from the 60s to the current era with your host Charles Aduce on Juicy Music, right here on Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5 with Anne and Julie. So we were just listening to Busby Maru, Getaway Car. What did you think of that, Anne?
I think I have to listen to a few more.
Oh, you should.
I suppose she's going to make me play one every week. I don't know if anybody else thought it was fantastic, did you?
Yay!
all those audiences in the car go, woohoo, it was fantastic.
And we had a little bit of Elvis, Don't Be Cruel, and Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger.
No, not too bad.
So we've got a few birthdays today. If it's your birthday on the 15th of January, happy birthday. You share the day with Joan of Arc, who was born in 1412.
Just the other day.
Yes, that's right. Slightly older than me, but not much. Martin Luther King was born in 1929. And a bit more recently now, Pete Waterman, he of Stock, Aitken and Waterman fame.
Who was he?
They were record producers in the 80s that churned out a lot of very iconic 80s music, like Rick Astley, Kylie Minogue.
All the ones I know, but yeah.
There's heaps of them that would have been produced by Stock, Aitken and Waterman. So Pete Waterman of Stock, Aitken and Waterman fame, it's his birthday. And the last one today, there weren't too many famous people born on this day, but if anyone watches or has watched in the past Cold Feet, do you know the comedy drama from the UK?
I don't think I know Cold Feet.
Oh, it's very good, very funny.
Yeah.
He's from Northern Ireland, the actor James Nesbitt. He was born in 1965.
He's older than me.
And me, surprisingly. Not quite as old as Joan of Arc, but
no,
that's okay.
But he's older than us, so he's old.
So if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Yeah, and happy birthday to all of those others too.
Too, that's right. And maybe we'll find some Australians. It's really hard to find Australian birthdays. I did look again this week, but I can't seem to find them. I don't know if I'm Googling wrong or something. But you'd think we'd have a site for Australian
actors, right.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe one day we'll be able to tell you who's exciting birthday that lives in Australia. Like Hugh Jackman, maybe.
Maybe.
I think he's on Google. Well, I've got a few school holiday events. If you go on to Para Parents on Facebook, they've listed a whole lot of holiday fun things. Even just today, there's still stuff going on at Macquarie. There's Rhodes, Castle Towers, Rouse Hill. So if you have a look at that, like there's a Play Big this summer at Macquarie where you can escape the heat and be cool in the shopping centre. There's Botanical Buddies at Castle Towers. So have a look at Para Parents on their Facebook site, because there's so many things to see there. There's also, what was that other place I was saying about? The gardens. I've forgotten the name of it now.
Oh,
we were talking. It'll come to me. But they've got something as well. Stanhope Gardens. They've got from today. They've got it for 4 hours, which is free, and it's all activities for the littlies. And it's just outside Kmart. So I think it was from 11 to 3.
Okay.
And you can go along and, I suppose, paint, play games, and things like that.
That would be great in the next few days because
it
will be indoors in the air conditioning.
That's right, because you want to get out of this heat. I mean, especially in this area, our area where we are now is so hot and there's not much of a shade going on, you know, so you want to be somewhere in the shade. It's going to be so hot. And don't forget, slip, slop, slap.
Yes.
Put that sun cream on. So important.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've got a community diary here. We've got Australia Day coming up. So this community diary is for Australia Day, which is the 26th of January. Home to many different nationalities, City of Parramatta is set to host the largest ever Australia Day citizenship ceremony. As part of its all-day Australia Day celebrations in Parramatta Park on Saturday the 26th of January 2019. More than 1,400, I knew it was a lot, I didn't realise it was 1,400, local residents will take an oath and become Australia's newest citizens during a traditional welcome ceremony, which will conclude with a performance by internationally renowned Aboriginal band Yotu Yindi and the Treaty Project. The Australia Day celebrations will kick off at 6 a.m. with a hot air balloon display and will also feature the annual showcase of classic and vintage vehicles, the big barbecue competition, the grand final of the Paravision Talent Competition, and a variety of kids' workshops and activities. The programme will conclude with a free concert starring 12 legendary Aussie rock performers and a fireworks display. For more information on the welcome and citizenship ceremonies or the Australia Day in Parramatta programme, visit www.ozdayparramatta.com.au. So that's ozdayparramatta.com.au. This announcement was brought to you by our station sponsor, Pace. Please record date... Oh, okay. I was just reading the whole thing then. Sorry. Oh, that was very interesting.
But it sounds like it's going to be action-packed there in Parramatta.
Yes, it does. Naomi, who was on last week, said the Parramatta Park's great. You know, she said they go just about every year, yeah. And she said it's just so much fun. The kids are older now and they still want to go, so okay. It sounds like a good day out.
Very good.
Yes.
Excellent.
What have we got to now?
We've got some more music. We've got some Billy Joel, Uptown Girl. We've got the Bangles, Eternal Flame, and Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Ooh, so, a bit of good stuff coming up.
Yes, have a good sing-song and we'll be back soon.
It would be nice if all kids could be at the top of the class, but in the real world, some kids simply lag behind the rest. I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Raising a chronic underachiever can be a challenge. You want to push them to do better, but at the same time, you know that pushing them too hard can lead to discouragement. And chances are, your child is disheartened enough already. Here are some simple tips that might help. Begin by focusing on effort rather than grades. If your child studies hard for a test and gets 5 answers wrong, praise them for all the ones that they answered correctly. There's no shame in making mistakes as long as they are giving it their best effort. It's also important to set realistic expectations. If your child struggles with a particular subject, don't push them or be on their case constantly. It's better for them to succeed where they're gifted than to be pushed into something over their head. For more on parenting, go to families.org.au and check us out on Facebook.
She's been living. You're listening to Your Sound, Your Community, Alive, 90.5.
So the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now
Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. May be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 Come on, be my baby, come on.
I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be my baby.
I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be my baby.
I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be my baby.
I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Royal Granite and Marble, located at Unit 20, 122 Station Road, Seven Hills, are manufacturers of Caesar, Essa, Sile and Smartstone, Quantum Quartz and Stone Italiana. We believe in outstanding service and are proud to offer the very best in natural stone. We specialize in kitchen, bench and vanity tops, floors, walls, staircases and much more. To find out more about our products, go to www.royalgraniteandmarble.com.au or call 9624-4966. Royal Granite and Marble. Station sponsor.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and we were just listening to Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, The Bangles, Eternal Flame, and Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Yeah, we did quite a bit of singing then, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was quite good.
And a little bit of armchair dancing.
Yeah, Julie was trying to get her steps up.
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. My steps are on my phone. I have to jog my phone up and down. That's so unfair. Yeah, yeah. But she just pretends, I think, all the time. I don't think she really does her 10,000 steps.
Now, you've got some unconventional news for us.
Yes, I don't know if it's very exciting, unconventional news, but we'll go with it today. So, this month we are in is January, so I thought I would find out a little bit of information about January. So, we all know that January is the first month of the year, has 31 days, and it was named after the two-faced Roman god Janus, because the month is the door to the year. So that's why, because Janus represents all beginnings and possesses the ability to see all things, past and future, that's why they thought they would name January the month, or the first month of the year.
Very good.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we all know that January is considered the coldest month of the year in the Northern Hemisphere and the warmest month of the year in the Southern Hemisphere. January and February did not feature in earlier versions of the Roman calendar. It was nothing. They only had 10 months.
Yes.
Yes, right. And January and February were initially the last months of the calendar year, which began in March.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's very confusing, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? And then they moved it to January the 1st in 450 BCE.
That's a while ago.
Yes, yes. And it, January originally consisted of 30 days when it was added to the 10th month Roman calendar. However, a day was added, making it 31 day in 46 BCE by Julius Caesar.
Okay, he's got a lot to answer for.
He does, doesn't he? It's very exciting. Yes. Did you know this, though? January starts on the same day of the week as October. Now, if you're not driving, have a look. If you're driving, because, of course, when I read this, of course, I had to look and check that it did. And it did. It was Tuesday. It's January the 1st was this year, and October the 1st is Tuesday. And it also ends on the same day of the week as February and October, which is Thursday this year, which I had a look, and it does. But if that's in common years.
So is so that non-leap
years? So if it's a leap year, then February won't be the same and October. Well, so that'll be interesting.
Okay. I'm not sure what common year is then, because leap year doesn't occur until after January. But anyway, yes. It's very confusing.
Yes, it is. That's what I said. So I'm not sure about this unconventional news. The birth flower, which is actually my favourite flower, is a snowdrop and a carnation. And both those flowers... When I was little, my grandpa used to have carnations and snowdrops, and they were both my favourite. But it's not my birthday in January. But anyway, but if it's your birthday in January, you're supposed to like snowdrops and carnations.
Very good.
And your birthstone is a garnet.
That's the red stone, yes. Isn't it? Garnets. Yeah.
So very exciting.
Very
and
good.
If you, I'll think of something a bit more exciting next time. But that's my unconventional news for January. I might do a February one as well, but next week I'll have a little bit more exciting ones. Maybe some medical ones like we did a bit.
Yeah.
And the coffee was good, wasn't it?
Yes,
you know, that we learned a bit of things like that, like the flowers, how the flowers can change. So give me another week and I'll find some a bit more exciting unconventional
news.
Okay,
there you go. That's your challenge for the
week.
That's
my challenge for the week.
Okay, we've got our last musical segment coming up for this hour, but keep listening because we will be back for more. We will be with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. So here we go. We have got the
Weeknd. No, don't tell them. We weren't going to tell them. We were going to make it a surprise.
The need for blood is constant, and currently Australia does not have enough type O and type A blood. Right now, there are many more people who need blood for life-threatening conditions than there are blood donors. You can help them by giving blood today. So for all of you who are type O or type A, do something special. Give blood. Call the Red Cross Blood Service on 13 14 95 or visit donateblood.com.au today.
You're listening to Alive 90.5. Your sound, your community.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. She'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both go.
place when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
They said love hurts, I wrote that book, I climbed that wall, I had one look, but you just came around to say hello. The streets were filled with guilty hearts, and here was I.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face, and Thirsty Merc, 20 Good Reasons. Now that's the end of our first hour, but keep listening because we will be back just after the news, and we'll be back here for another fantastic hour. So
see you in a bit. Soon.
Updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
It looks like there's only one incident on the roads at the moment at Greystanes on the Great Western Highway at Beresford Road. There's a two-car accident. The emergency services and the roads and maritime services are in attendance there. So if you're in the area, please exercise caution. The only other traffic news are scheduled roadworks at Greystanes on the Cumberland Highway at Merrylands. There will be roadworks from Sunday the 20th of January to Wednesday the 23rd of January. There will be lane closures overnight affecting all directions between 11:30 in the evening and 5 a.m. in the morning. So you'll need to reduce your speed to 40 kilometres an hour there. And in Penrith, Jane Street, the Great Western Highway at Mulgoa Road and Castlereagh Road, there is roadworks there between Friday the 11th of January and Friday the 25th of January. Scheduled lane closures, all directions affected between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. So again, reduce your speed and exercise caution.
That's a wise thing to do.
That's right. No school zones, of course, because it's the school holidays.
Holidays. Yay. I think we've got another couple of more weeks with traffic, easy traffic.
Yes, we do. So enjoy it.
Yes, well, you can, because soon you have to wake up earlier to get to work earlier.
That's exactly right. That's right. Yeah. All right. So it's time for our second ABBA track.
And this time we've got Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
This is Brendan from Dundas, and you're listening to Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
We'll be right back.
Have you seen the latest edition of the Hills to Hawkesbury Living magazine? There are great new sections on local living legends, together with history and photos from the past. Our What's On will let you know about local events. There's our much-loved TV guide and our classifieds that will link you to the best trades and services in the area. For over 33 years, the Hills to Hawkesbury Living has been the magazine for the community and now a proud station sponsor.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. I thought it's about time I did a call back if you've been listening all this time. Julie's been away and I think she thinks I'm going to hold on to this microphone.
I'm not letting it go.
So I put my hand in front of the microphone and I said, it's my turn. But I've had a couple of times when she's been away. So it all works out in the
does.
Long run.
We
That's
won't get
right.
possessive of
no,
the mics.
No, no, not at all. I'm not possessive at all. It's my turn. So I've been looking again at this Parramatta Parents website. It's so good. They've got some kid-friendly waterfalls. And because we've had quite a bit of rain these last sort of couple of weeks, maybe, you know, I know that it's still hot, but maybe the waterfalls will be flowing. I mean, there's one in Carlingford, one in Marylands, Tilopia, Epping, Doonside. You know, if you just go on to Para Parents, and have a Google, you'll see that there's just some fantastic walks to go on, and because a lot of them are shaded as well because of the trees, so at least you're getting out but not getting that direct sunlight if you do need to get the kids out. And looking at all the pictures, the water doesn't look very deep either, so that's a good thing. So, you know, and it's great for the kids to splash around have a ball. I mean, some of them are a bit further at the Blue Mountains and the Royal National Park, but there's so many around just literally 5-10 minutes away from you in our Cumberland area, which is really good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. It's a good idea. Get the kids some exercise as well.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing I had popped up on my Facebook from a Parramatta parent saying that she was going to a free meditation and free yoga. So I had a look on Google, and there's actually in our areas, there's Homebush, Burwood, Lane Cove, Parramatta, there are free yoga sessions or free meditation. So have a look. Just Google it. I think that's the easiest thing to do. And just Google and say, you know, anything free. So that's fantastic as well, because, you know, sometimes everything costs so much, you know, that it's good to get something free that's good for you. You know, and I do a bit of meditating and things, and I swear by it, you know, to help me go to sleep if I'm stressed and I can't sleep. I swear by meditation that, you know, even just the deep breathing I find's good. And, you know, you're getting out in the beautiful sunshine again, as long as it's not 45 degrees.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Take care in the sun.
But you could go and have a meditation.
Yeah.
Jump in the car and go for a lovely walk and see all the beautiful waterfalls.
You could. That sounds like a great day out, actually.
That's right. So I expect everybody listening, off you go.
Yep. And if you do it, please report back and let us know on
our
Facebook
page. Let us know so that we can go as well, because we go maybe once every 2 weeks or something. We go with a group of us and go find. We did find one waterfall, but I think we missed it because the walk said half an hour later we were still wandering. But it was
maybe
a lovely walk.
You took a wrong turn.
I think we did. I think, you know what it's like, five girls chatting away and suddenly you go, I think we missed the waterfall. But we hadn't had much rain either. But, you know, it's lovely. We live in a beautiful country and beautiful just around the corner. You don't have to go into the middle of the Sydney to see beauty, do you?
We've got it on our doorstep.
Very lucky, and we've got to use it, I think.
Yes, that's right.
So what are you talking about, Julie?
Well, I wanted to just say that on Saturday, I'm not sure if any of our listeners went, but there was a great event at the Domain on Saturday. It was called the Summer Series, where there were six bands who performed classic hits from our younger days. And one of those classic hits that were played was actually number one on the ARIA charts in 1979.
Ooh, and what song was that?
Well, that was YMCA by the Village People. So we've got a little bit of
YMCA. Does anybody
know
that song? Get your hands ready. Just be careful if you're driving.
Yeah, so just a little bit of a warning. That song is coming up in a moment. So you can do the hand movements as long as it's safe.
Yeah, we're safe, so we'll be doing them. And if there's kids in the back of the car, you put your hands up and do your...
That's right. Yeah. But it was great. There was Sister Sledge. Do you remember
that? Oh, yes.
The Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, the Pointer Sisters.
The Jacksons.
Yes.
Village People, obviously. The Supremes. I'm missing someone. Who else was there?
I don't know. I didn't
Cool
go.
In the Gang.
Oh, Cool in the Gang.
So it was just music all through the day. It was fabulous. All the songs that you remember from your younger days. It was wonderful.
Well, you know, the kids these days listen to it too.
They do.
You know, it doesn't matter that it was ours when we were younger.
Yeah.
They tend to like it more than we do.
And actually, there were quite... I mean, the demographic was, you know... older, on yes. the older side of, you know.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't go, so I would have been too young.
But there were quite a few young people in their 20s and 30s having an absolute ball. So, you know, it wasn't restricted by age group, by any
I think with all music now, I think it is, yeah. isn't it? That anybody sort of goes, it's not yeah. frowned upon or looked upon. It's just, it's music and we all love it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, some of the people in the bands weren't the originals, but there were a lot of the originals there and they must have been in their late 60s or 70s and they look fantastic.
Yeah, but don't they have Botox and things?
Well, possibly. I couldn't quite see that clearly.
I mean,
but
could they move their eyebrows and foreheads?
They could certainly move around. There was a lot of fast and furious dancing going on the stage.
Really?
I was quite impressed. They looked like they were in excellent shape.
You know who... we were just doing ABBA and things, but you know who I thought looked... not looked old, but didn't move well was Cher.
Really?
Yes. When you watch the ABBA movie, she doesn't... she's very stiff. And she's not that old.
Maybe she's had too much Botox.
Yeah, maybe. And she's had it in her legs as well. And that's made her stiff. Don't have it in your legs.
Oh,
I mean, she's not that old. And I just thought, gosh, she just doesn't move. You know, and
yeah.
it doesn't matter. It's not about rhythm. Not everybody has rhythm. But she just was very stiff as if everything hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and the way... everybody else danced, you know, it's such a dancey thing, movie anyway, but the way she did it and her partner, he would have danced.
Yeah.
But you could see he had to turn it,
yep.
to me it looked like that, you know, that he had to turn it down for her.
Yeah.
But maybe all the music and dancing that she's done over the years, it's finally caught up,
yeah,
you know.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. So anyway, if you see the summer series, you know, next year, I'd definitely recommend. I'm not sure if it's going to become an annual event, but it was really, really good. I would
definitely
go.
Well, you better keep up to date
yes.
and tell us so that
we'll,
we know.
Yes, we'll let people know
yes.
later on in the year.
Definitely.
So anyway, get ready for it. It's coming up. Get ready with your arm motions and movements,
ready,
but
state.
Don't knock anybody out. We'll be back shortly.
We'll be back.
Did you know that the average school child will eat more than 2,500 lunches during their 13 years at school? We know that 1 in 3 cases of cancer can be prevented by adopting a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating well. But 93% of children don't eat enough vegetables, and adults aren't eating enough either. At Cancer Council New South Wales, we're passionate about helping families eat healthily. So we've packed everything you need to know about nutritious, easy, kid-friendly lunches into our new website, healthylunchbox.com.au.
said, I suppose you've heard about Allison. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, and I could hardly believe my eyes. It's a big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh,
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Grew up together, two kids in the park, carved our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door, head held high. Just for a moment, I caught her eye. It's a big limousine full of snow, out of Alice's drive.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
And asked how I felt, and she said, I know how to help. Get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here, even though I've been waiting for 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. She's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
Next door to Alice. Hi, this is Jerry, inviting you to join me, along with my musical friend John Yeoman, for Records and Rockstars, every Tuesday evening from 6 till 8 p.m., only on Alive 90.5 FM.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it.
Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alive 90.5 Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. So what were we listening to? We were listening to Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It, Smokey, Living Next Door to Alice, and Village People, YMCA.
That was bit of a funky version,
yes,
wasn't it?
It wasn't
quite what I was expecting.
But at least it started, and then we can do it, because we were already waiting with our arms up and everything, and we waited and we waited, and I'm sure everybody else was listening too, doing the same sort of thing as well.